Hi, this is Lisa at MiracleOfDeliverance.com, and I'm talking about wisdom in post-deliverance, and this is number 4. An intercessor friend of mine had a dream, and in this dream, I was with some older and some younger women. We were hiding out in a fortress when my friend came to visit, the one who was having the dream came to visit me. I was so confident that we were safe until my friend saw that the older women were being mindful of their position, but the younger women were hanging out the windows, saying howdy to the people down below. My friend said in her dream, she yelled up at me and said, "This fortress is pointless if they keep opening the windows." Now let that sink in. You are in a fortress. You do not have to be afraid of the enemy re-entering you. You don't have to be afraid of wickedness and darkness. But there are some crucial steps to freedom, and those include repentance, forgiveness, and speaking life. You must purpose to continue living a life of wholeness. Now, if you fail, just repent. If someone hurts you or proverbially throws rocks at you, do like Stephen did and forgive while they're throwing the rocks. I'll talk to you about that scripture in just a moment, but don't wait to forgive. Probably during your deliverance, you forgave and you repented. So now you just live a life of that so that nothing sticks to you. I call sometimes when people start not forgiving and they refuse to repent, I call it sticky spirits. It's like unforgiveness makes things stick on you. And we don't want that. We want to continue in the freedom that Jesus gave us. No offense is worth an open door for the enemy. And watch your mouth. Speak life and do not believe lies that others speak. You want to be careful about sitting and listening to gossip. Protect your ear gate, your eye gate, what is coming into you. You want to be in the Word. You want to be in prayer. Keep those gates closed. You want to see the handout at MiracleOfDeliverance.com called Post-Deliverance Word Confessions for ideas on scriptures and how to pray those. For example, if your tongue has been delivered from gossip or from speaking something vile, if you suddenly have a desire to do that, or if you want to complain about something, you need to get to know Proverbs 18:21. And so when that comes, you would just say, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat of its fruit. And I am going to speak life. I refuse to speak death over other people and myself. Submit to God, resist the enemy, and he will flee." The scripture, if you're not aware of it, from Acts 7:59, Stephen became a martyr in the New Testament, and they are stoning him for no reason. They stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, "Lord Jesus," this is Stephen, he's saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." See, he forgave them while they're throwing rocks at him to kill him. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. See, forgive while the mess is going on. Now, that doesn't mean you may not feel the wounding. I'm sure he was feeling the rocks. Sometimes people say forgive and you won't feel the rocks. Yeah. You know, we have emotions and we have feelings. You may feel that, but forgive and that'll heal up nicely. If you don't forgive, it gets infected and then it gives a foothold to the enemy. Mark 11:25 says, "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses." So it's very important to keep those doors closed. You closed them in deliverance. Keep them closed and you'll walk out freedom. Now there's one thing that the enemy may say, "I'm back." Sometimes you'll hear that, "I'm back." I want to tell you that if the enemy was back, if you were delivered of an unclean spirit, it will not announce it when it's back because it does not want to be gassed out again. So if it says "I'm back," it may be back whispering to check. If you think, "Oh my gosh, it's back," and you come into agreement and you believe that spirit, then that may be an open door. But if it says "I'm back," nah, don't believe it. Say no, you are not. Let's talk about Galatians 4:9. "But now after you have known God," or rather are known by God, "how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage. So don't go back to those things that are not righteous, that are not holy, that are not godly. Next up, number 5, I'm going to talk about a powerful prayer life.